along and plug in my headphones. Just two terms of school left and I'm free. No more Lacey, no more lessons, no more. My breath catches in my throat as my arms are pinned to my side and I'm half carried, half shoved into the side alley between Costa and W.H. Smith. A hand closes over my mouth as I'm bundled past a skip and forced to sit on a pile of bin bags. They've got me. They've finally made their move. But it's not Lacey or one of her cronies who forces me to the ground as I thrash and squirm and try to escape. It's okay. Don't be afraid. The woman keeps her hand tightly pressed to my mouth, but her grip on my shoulder loosens ever so slightly. Her pale blue eyes are wide and frantic, and her long brown hair, pulled into a tight ponytail, is damp with sweat at the roots. There's a deep crease between her eyebrows and fine lines on either side of her mouth. She's probably as old as my mum, but I'm too shocked to hit out at her. All I can do is stare. Drew? It is Drew, isn't it? She glances at her hand, still covering my mouth. Promise me you won't scream if I take it away. I nod tightly, but the second she lifts her palm, a scream catches in the back of my throat. Drew!